That was the latest from the Motel Beds from their album Mind Glitter. That was Paper Trees. We heard music from Meg Cavanaugh's Hello, Mr. Magpie before that. David Wax Museum from Guest House and Bob Mould back there. We started off with the new one from Not a Surf. Their new album is called You Know Who You Are, and that was Believe You're Mine. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, and as promised, we have more live music for you this evening. I am so excited to welcome these folks back into the studio. They were here with us a little while ago, and they have been going strong ever since. They've got some new recordings and some great gigs coming up that we're going to tell you about. But first, we're going to have Jamie Suttle and the band play a live one for us. Take it away, you guys.
Got it.
Welcome to the circus where we live on a thread. I was blinded by the color, now I see only red. Red paint on his truck and red rage in his eyes. Red lights when he started to stay. Oh no. He could have drove away, but he started to think about begging him to leave at the end of his dream. Smile on his face when he started to blow. Better call the neighbors, cause it's time for the show. We go 1, 2, 3. Gonna be a knockdown, drag out, got by. We're gonna take it to the edge tonight. Keep your trigger loose and your gun held high. Nothing else matters but the red, red light. She was tired of all the drinking and the laying around. So one day she got to thinking about the pistol she found. Flew into the room, said it's time for some fun. She said, you better make it good, cause you only get one. Knock down, drag out, junkyard vibe. We're gonna take it to the edge tonight. Keep your trigger loose and your gun held high. Gonna be a knock down, drag out, junkyard vibe. We're gonna take it to the edge tonight. But the red, red light. He drank it all the way and crossed every line. She paid the price too many times. Welcome to the circus where we live on a thread. I was blinded by the color, now I see only red. Help is on the way with the siren and all. But they're gonna be too late, cause he's heard his last call. Gonna be a knockdown, drag out, junkyard vibe. We're gonna take it to the edge tonight. Keep your trigger loose and your gun held high. Gonna be a knockdown, drag out, junkyard vibe. We're gonna take it to the edge tonight. Keep your trigger loose and your gun held high. Nothing else matters but the red, red light.
Jamie Suttle live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us back.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Seems like you guys have been keeping real busy since last time you were here.
Absolutely. We've been pretty busy, I would say, over the past several months. We've been devoting a lot of time to writing. So a lot of new tunes coming up soon. We actually kind of thought we would just release singles for a while. But it's looking more and more like we're going to do a full album. So we're really excited about that. And we can't wait for you guys to hear it.
Very nice.
Year, some point this year we'll do that.
Some point yeah. this year. Yeah. When we get around to it.
There you go. There you go. There's plenty of year left. That's you know.
So it'll definitely be out before the new Guns N' Roses record.
There you go. Yes. But you've also been keeping busy with live shows for sure. I've seen, you know, a lot of flyers popping up online and seeing about you guys all over town, it seems.
Absolutely. We love to play live, and honestly, I mean, it's just nice to be able to spend time with your best friends and just hang out, and we still have a lot of fun doing this. And I mean, as far as writing goes, like I said, I mean, we were thinking about just doing singles, but when you get together and you just kind of mesh so well together, it just seems like there's so much inspiration that kind of comes from them. I mean, I love playing with them, and they're all so freaking talented that it's just really nice to have that inspiration, have that motivation, getting me going and writing new music. So
sounds like it just comes really naturally.
I love it. I mean, I think for me, you know, music is obviously therapy, and I think it's great to be able to write your feelings down, but to have people who are living life with you and they kind of know what I'm going through. And so it just brings a lot of emotion and a lot of feeling to the songs. So
we try to make her life difficult.
Right, as complicated as possible to make for good
for
country
sake
music.
Of material.
Right.
You know, if things are going too well, we'll make it difficult and she
that
wrote a song about
so
it.
That is so true. Like, really?
Well, see, I was going to ask you if you had, like, changed your writing process at all since last you were here, but maybe that's the key right there.
It is, you know. I think I've always kind of written from a place of just kind of whatever I'm going through. But I think it's definitely important to kind of think about, you know, my friends and what we're all kind of going through. And yeah, it's different, especially having your husband in the band and just living a lot of personal feelings.
I know she has a song in the works because she's like, Sweetie Pie, that's what you call them. Sweetie Pie.
Right.
She says, I'm going for a drive. I know that's, she does a lot of her writing in the car. So I'm like, well, leave her alone. She's writing a hit or something, hopefully.
Hopefully.
That or getting milk. I'm not sure.
Or you've done something stupid.
Right.
Right. And I mean, God bless them, because the rest of the guys, you know, they kind of have to sit and listen to all of our bickering, and they get to hear about it firsthand. So it makes for really interesting.
We know everything. What do you want to know? We'll tell you everything about their marriage.
Well, you know, people say, you know, a band is like family. So
absolutely.
There you have it. you know, you mentioned sort of writing not just from a place of your own life, but, you know, sort of, you know, vibing off of things happening in your friends' lives and things like that. Is it, I'm always curious, because we talk, you know, there's kind of this misconception about songwriters that everything has to be autobiographical. And, you know, it's kind of the same thing with poets or authors and things like that. How easy is it for you to sort of take, you know, maybe that empathy you're feeling for somebody else and translate it into a story in the form of a song that's not necessarily, you know, your exact experience?
I think as far as being a songwriter, you do have to have a lot of empathy for other people. And I will say that in my writing now, one way that I guess it has changed a little bit is now that I have my daughter, I write from a point of view of if I'm her, you know, 20 years from now or whatever, and I'm going through all of the things that I'm going through or I'm watching my friends go through. You know, I want her to have this role model, this strong-willed person who knows what to do, knows what to say. And so that's kind of the filter that is going on in my writing, I guess, right now. So, yeah. I would say it's fairly easy to write from another person's perspective. Probably a little bit easier than writing from my own perspective, because it's not as personal, I guess.
Not as immediate.
Not as right.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to hear some of the new stuff here in just a little while. But first, I would love to hear another live one.
Yeah, we brought a couple for you guys. The next one we're going to do is actually not one of ours. We're one of the things that I love about this group is that everyone brings so many different styles and so many different backgrounds in music and different genres together. And they kind of put up with my craziness and wanting to do all of this different styles of music. But we're going to do a song called Wayfaring Stranger. And this is kind of an old folksy tune from my neck of the woods. So,
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world alone. see Nestor no danger in that feeling to which I go. I'm going home to see my father. I'm going home no more to roam. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I know dark clouds will hover. Rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more will weep. I'm going
Jamie Settle, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Did you grow up with the Emmylou version?
I love Emmylou Harris. She's actually, one of the new songs that we're working on is called Country Music Revival. And I talk about all of the amazing artists that have inspired me along the way. And Emmylou is definitely a huge part of that. So
Nice. What's it like for you to take a song like that, that is, you know, not only, you know, a well-known song, but a part of your musical heritage, and be able to perform it, especially with these guys?
Honestly, I feel like when I do songs by my heroes, that I've been singing since I was a little girl on a porch in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky, it's very humbling, I think, to just know that you can be part of that song's history, even if it's not on a grand scale like an Emmylou Harris version, but even just singing it, you know, in a smaller club or something like that, and having someone hear that and that touch them, I think that's just very awe-inspiring. I think it's a very humbling experience.
Nice. And in talking about, you know, a musical legacy, you guys are building your own musical legacy. You've got new recordings. And so these were originally going to be singles, and you're thinking now probably an album. Tell me a little bit about how you've been putting these together. Have you guys been doing these mostly yourselves again in your studio?
Yes, we've been working on a lot of this alone. However, we are bringing in some guest artists, guest writers on this new record. I'm really excited to kind of start collaborating with some other artists and bringing new feel into, you know, what we've kind of started with our foundation. Being around these guys, like I said before, is so inspiring. And where I work, I actually work at Wright State in the theater. And being around those people every day, these incredible artists, is so inspiring. And so it was bound to happen that we were going to start, I think, making an album. But yeah, I think the song that we're going to hear in a little bit is called When You Were Mine. And that was something that honestly, I'd been working on it for quite a while, and I think Tim and I actually sat down and we were talking about just doing an acoustic version of that song, and then it just kind of took off. But see, they're talking behind my back, and this is like a normal thing. Yeah. But this is one of those songs that kind of came from just memories. This kind of takes you back, nostalgia, in high school and whatnot, first loves, all that jazz. So I definitely wanted to bring in some of my inspiration from that time, and so many artists that I love around that time period, especially, and even now, I guess. Used a lot of pedal steel in their work. And so I knew that in some of the new material, I wanted to incorporate that and incorporate some of the feel for just records that I grew up with, because I think we're kind of centering it all around country music revival and bringing that back to life. But I'll have Aaron talk about our pedal steel guitarist.
So we didn't have a pedal steel guitar. So I think the original plan was we're just going to lay down organ, just in case we couldn't find somebody.
Right. Because there's like, what, 3 pedal steel players on the planet?
Yeah.
Right. Actually, and so, none of them in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, none of them.
That we knew of.
None of them are in Dayton.
It's funny because I was going to say, I know several. We'll talk later.
We should.
Yes,
because I know. That would be perfect.
I've had several on this show, so we'll talk.
50% of them?
So we toyed around with the idea, and Cookie and I were driving back from a Bengals game, and we started kicking around the idea. I said, well, let me call a buddy of mine. A buddy of mine's in Tantric, and he actually has more country background than he does rock and roll. I'm like, if he knows someone, then they're bound to be really good. So I give him a call, and at the beginning of the process, Jamie, you sent out a song to everyone saying, I want it to kind of sound like this, and it was either Luke Bryan.
It was a Luke Bryan song.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, it was a Luke Bryan song. But she was just saying, you know, this is the kind of sound I'm looking for. So anyway, I call my buddy up, and he sends me 3 names. 2 of them are in Lexington and 1 in Nashville. So, of course, I'm going to gravitate to the guy in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him what our budget was. Like, this was sort of the end of the road for this particular budget. I'm like, we don't have much left. We've kind of spent everything.
Take pity on us.
Yeah, so I said, you know, will he do it for, like, burritos and $10 or something like that? And so he said, my buddy called me back. He goes, he's interested. I said, all right. So we were at rehearsal that night. I said, guys, I think I found somebody. And I didn't kind of tell them who this guy has played for, because I didn't want to get their hopes up. I thought, once he knows what we're going to pay him, he's not going to do this.
Yeah.
There's no way. And so the next day, my buddy says, he's like, yep, he'll do it. Here's his number. Give him a call. I'm like, oh, wow, this is great. And we talked to Jamie. I said, Jamie, I got the guy. She goes, well, is he going to be able to play it like the guy on the Luke Bryan song? I'm like, it is the guy on the Luke Bryan song.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Which was really – it's a great connection. It wasn't planned that way. But this guy plays with Dolly Parton and Alan Jackson. You name it. He's on the record.
I check his Facebook, and it's like a picture of him at the Grand Ole Opry, like playing the night before.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. This
like,
guy,
does he realize that we're not anybody he should be working with?
Right. Like, yeah.
So I sent him a rough mix of the song and, you know, Dropbox it to him. And I go upstairs to wash dishes, and I texted her, and I said, hey, by the way, I sent it to him.
Yeah. I sent Steve a text. I was like, hey, we sent you this song.
Yeah.
And I go and make dinner.
Yeah.
I come back, and Steve sends me a text. He goes, done.
Oh, man.
It's like 15 minutes. I'm still washing dishes. Like, what do you mean he's done?
Yeah.
So I go, and I import his track into ours, and I my allergies started bothering me. It was so perfect because I thought I might have to like mute some parts here and there, but it was like it was all perfect. I was like, ugh.
I mean, he matched harmony
to
lines.
Have talent like that is ridiculous.
Wow.
And it was just such a perfect moment. I mean, from the first note, it's exactly what we wanted, and
He was awesome. You can probably count on him being on the next record. I think it's pretty
100%.
Much a done deal.
Yeah.
So we're not releasing a lot of names yet of who we're going to work with, producer, musician-wise, but I think it's safe to say that Steve's going to be on this one, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's already agreed to it. If not, he's going to look real bad because now we've called him out.
Right.
So now he has to do it.
We already have the burritos lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's burritos. You said it on the air, you know.
Yeah. We're going to give him some Hattie B's chicken coupons.
Oh, Hattie B's.
You know. If anyone in Nashville is listening to this, which I'm sure they're not.
They're not, but.
You would know. You would know what that's
about. If you're going to Nashville, you need to go to Hattie B's Chicken.
There are several Dayton to Nashville, back to Dayton expat. Repats that listen to the show regularly that I have a feeling will be sending me Facebook messages like, oh,
yes. Go to Hattie B's. They know.
They know. Well, let's take a listen to this track right now. You've already introduced it a little bit, but anything else folks should know before we give it a listen?
The drums sound awesome.
There you go. The drums. Just pay attention to that. Hold on to it.
New music right now from Jamie Settle. This is from a forthcoming release, we'll say. And we'll be back to have more live music with them as well. But first, take a listen to this one.
Summer in July, too close, staring at the sky. We watch the colors paint the night. Your touch lingered on my skin, oh my. Remember to breathe in. I never thought that this could end. Some days I start thinking.
It's a brand new one from Jamie Suttle, our guest. So no release date just yet, but we'll keep our eyes open for something later this year.
Absolutely.
Excellent, excellent. But in the meantime, process. Yeah, you know, it's...
Especially with Aaron.
That's true. I've showed up to like two out of 15 maybe writing sessions I've shown up for.
See?
That's when we get all
that's,
the work.
That's not a joke. They tell me, oh, it's a writing session, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get wings.
I hope that you really bring dedicated. Them wings for after they're done writing.
No.
Man.
You're about to have a lot of drama on your show right now. We're going to fire Aaron on the air.
You should actually probably have the chairs removed.
Oh, jeez. Well, while we wait for the album, plenty of chances to see you guys live. April 15th at W.O. Writes. That's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah, we're very truck. Excited about that with our high. With our boys from Truck.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Their sound, they are everything I love about. That made me fall in love with country music. Absolutely, they're awesome guys. And then Jericho Time will be there. It'll be awesome. Everybody, come out. Yeah. Some cool country music.
And it's a showcase because we won the Best of Dayton Underground Country Music Artists. Something or another. So,
oh yeah, yeah. through the Right State Show. Yeah.
It's going to be really cool. We're doing some extra production. We're making it a really big event. So
that's a true story. It's on the poster and everything. That we won that. We're not making it up.
Yeah, we did win.
I saw it on
Facebook.
And then you're also going to be at Odd Bodies on April 22nd?
Yes, yep. Opening for the awesome Frank Foster. Really, yeah. Really cool guy. It'll be a great night of country music as well.
Yeah, this will be the second time we've played with him.
Yes, he's a very cool guy.
Last time was very cool.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
It's a great show.
And if people want to keep track of where you're going to be after this and progress on the album, where's the best place for them to do that?
They can check out the website, which is jamiesuttle.com, or they can catch us on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Twitter, all of those great
all the
things.
Usual spots.
Yes.
We've got a link up to their website and their Facebook on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Go there, connect with Jamie and the whole band, and check them out. W.O. Writes on April 15th and Odd Bodies on April 22nd. And we've got details up for both those shows. But in the meantime, could we hear another live one?
Absolutely.
Yep. All right.
Why don't you set it up, James, since they've got to get set up here.
Well, this one is, we decided we wanted to do this one again for you guys. We did this one the last time, but this is kind of the song that started it all. This was the first song that we ever wrote together. This was one of those things where I had this idea in my head for a very long time, and then I just kind of said, hey, do you guys think that you could listen to my craziness, because I have this melody line in my head. So myself, Chris, Aaron, and Nathan kind of sat down and I sang it for them, and they actually liked it, which was really cool because I know they're rock guys and this was a country song. So yeah, this is the one that started it all. It's called Burn Like Whiskey.
Me think I got a disease. He's got a red guitar and ripped up jeans. I can't sleep at night, no, I can't even breathe without that blue-eyed poison creeping into me. I hate to admit, from the first little kiss, now he's a habit that I gotta break. Felt like fire on my lips and started touching my hips. Now he's a candy-coated favorite mistake. I should have said no. I don't know how to act. Tell you where to go. Straight to hell and back. Should have seen the sign by the way that you kissed me. It tastes like sugar. You burn like a whiskey. Hey, 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 hey. And Granny said, girl, you better get on your knees. Beg the good Lord to save you from this evil thing. Beware of that boy, he'll tell you nothing but lies. But the words were dripping honey in a James Dean disguise. Oh no, I should have said no.
bag. Should have seen the sign by the way that you kiss me. You taste like sugar, you burn like a whiskey. Should have said no, I don't know how to act. Tell you where to go, straight to hell and back. Should have seen the sign by the way that you kiss me. You taste like sugar, you burn like a whiskey. He's a tall drink of vial, but he goes down easy. Do whatever I desire, he knows how to please me. And now you won't find me anywhere. Unless a Tennessee flask can take me there. I should have said no, I don't know how to act. Tell you where to go, straight to hell and back. Should have seen the sign by the way that you, but it tastes like sugar. Should have said no, I don't know how to act. Tell you where to go, straight to hell and back. Should have seen the sign by the way that you kiss me. You taste like sugar, you burn like a whiskey. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, 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 oh.
Jamie Suttle live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out April 15th at WO Writes and April 22nd at Odd Bodies. We've got links up to all the information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Thank you all so much for being here. It was so much fun having you back.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. And keep us posted on that album.
We'll do.
Check out Jamie Suttle at WO Writes April 15th and at Odd Bodies April 22nd. New album on the way. We've got links up to all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Right now, music from the tallest man on earth.
So you honestly believe in me?